see. Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep. Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat. Old Grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa just make 80 years old. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away. Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
You know what that means. We're gonna have a special guest.
Special guest.
So get out the broom, sweep the place clean, and dust off the mat
so the welcome can be.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, it's
great way to open up a Big Beat show. You're listening to the Big Beat show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. It is July 24th, 2014. My name is Lou Rollo, and as many of you know, I got a very, very special guest here tonight. Great collector, great guy, Mr. Bob Hannis. Welcome to the Big Beat show, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here, and appreciate being invited once again to the show. I think we've got a good night ahead of us here, just in the way of format, going to visit various major cities around the U.S. and a couple states to boot, and making stops in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and so forth, mostly three record sets.
Yeah, I always say this when a collector comes on, but you especially, I looked at your playlist, and man, I am really going to enjoy this show tonight, and so are all the listeners. I really got some really nice material for the listeners tonight, and thank you for bringing them. What did we open up with?
Well, we opened up with In Chicago, and we're going to send this set out to Spence Wooten and Jeff Rose. The Senators were up first and doing a song called Scheming on the Bristol label from 1959.
And this is the Chicago set, you're saying?
That's right, Lou. We're right in the middle of the Chicago set. And next up are the Morocco's.
Now, this has got Sally McElroy singing lead on it. Right?
That's it. Sally McElroy up front with Sad, Sad Hours.
Yeah. No, you know, Sally was a friend of mine, and we became friends, actually. I went to Chicago and interviewed him. We wrote it in Discoveries, an interview with him. He was a great guy, I'll tell you that.
Well, very interesting.
Very nice guy, too. We were buddies for a while before he passed away. But we wanna, let's play it, all right?
Okay.
What do we have?
Sad, Sad Hours.
And there we go. Tell us what we just heard, please, Bob.
We just heard Calvin and the Twilights, Moments Like This, from the Stereo Sound Studios in Chicago back in 1964, and that was on the Harlow label. Just prior to that, the Morocco's, featuring Sally McElroy, Sad Sad Hours. Sally was backed up by Melvin Morrow, Ralph Vernon, Calvin Barron, and Fred Martin. Did you know any of them also, Lou?
No, none of them were around at the time. He didn't even know where they were.
Okay. And that was on United Records, yep. 1957.
Yeah. What about the Harlow label? I don't know too much about that label.
I know very little, and I did try to research that. The only thing I could come up with was where it was recorded, and that was at the, as I mentioned, at the Stereo Sound Studio in Chicago. And that was about it. I couldn't find anything more.
Yeah, I don't even know that label at all. But those three records are nice. The Senators, the Moroccos, Calvin, and the Twilights. Now we're going to Los Angeles.
Going to go out to Los Angeles, and we're going to dedicate this to some good friends of ours, the two Franks, Frank Chili and Frank Cassie, both lovers of the California sound, and also to Joanne McGuire. We're going to start off the Los Angeles set with kind of an odd record, Dorothy Berry and the Swans, a song called Hold Me.
Hey! this love.
This love.
This love.
You know, that's scrape myself up off the floor after that one, Bob. And, you know, that's not a bad record at all there, pal. Want to tell us about what we heard in that set?
Sure. We just heard from the Showcases on the Galaxy label. This Love Was Real. The Showcases, James Colford, Tommy Johnson, Thomas Keys, and James Hubbard. Right before that, Dandeville's side called Heavenly Angel, same Dandevilles that we're familiar with on Gaiden. And this one, though, on Forte from 1959, another one of these records that George Mottola was involved with. And we kick things off with Dorothy Berry and the Swans, a song called Hold Me on Vanco Records, 1961. And she was Richard Berry's wife.
Wow. You know, every time you come here, I always tell you that every hour that you're here, one of the records I take and belongs to me, and I think it'll be This Love Was Real by the Showcases. Thank you very much. By the way, all your listeners, every one of these records is real and mint. And to see that Showcases record and hold it and cue it up, that's quite a privilege for me, I'll tell you right now. Thank you, Bob.
we'll talk.
Okay. You got some, think you want to give announce the people who called?
Yeah, sure do, Lou. Okay. Like to announce thanks for the call. We had Danny Romanello calling. We had Karen Efron, Frank Chili, Pete Yaffe, and Joanne McGuire. All what you might call stalwarts, pillars of the of our hobby.
Yep.
And appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm sure they called you because they're enjoying what you're playing and they know you're a major collector and are deserving of all the credit and the music you're playing. So thanks very much again for being here, Bob. And I'm glad all your listeners are liking it, too. All right? So where are we now?
Well, the next set, we're going to New York City. We're going to send it out to Pete and Jeff Yaffe. And also to Joel Schwartz. We're going to begin things in Staten Island, part of New York City, but sometimes forgotten. And it's the In Fascinations, a song called One Chance.
Vicki Burgess of the Charmers, Joy Tones, and of now the Harp Tones. You are listening to The Big Beat Show. Have a ball.
Please, please believe. Please, please believe. Please, please. Please, please, please. Please believe. I'm
What do we hear in that last set?
Okay, Lou, I think after that 40 years is up, I think you're going to just recycle again for another 40. You got that way about you.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you look good.
Thanks. I got a great face for radio. I know I do.
I didn't want to say that, but there's something to that. Okay. No, just kidding.
Okay.
We started off things with the Infascinations, a song called One Chance, and that was out of Staten Island, and Lou and I were just discussing off mic. We hope the fidelity on that was pretty good. The first press happens to be styrene on that, so hopefully it came through decently.
Sounded good in my headphones, I'll tell you that.
We just heard the highlights. Please Believe I Love You on Reno, 1958, and the highlights are none other than
Vicki Burgess and group here.
Vicki Burgess and group, also known as the Joy Tones, and also including Lynn Middleton and Margaret Moore. Yeah. And we concluded things, the five sounds, the greatest gift of all, Deb Records, once again, 1958.
Yeah. That Reno Records label was a label that Raul Cida had. I think he actually just created it for them in that record. I'm not sure, but that was a Raul Cida label. And I have that. I didn't, when I picked up that 45, I didn't know it was her, but I found out later that it was her. That's a great record.
Great record.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing before we go on to the next set. I also want everyone to know that this show is always archived a week later. Like, this show will be archived next Thursday in the morning at vocalgroupharmony.com. If you have not gone to vocalgroupharmony.com, you really should. There's a lot of really, really good stuff there. Tony Fournier is the master of ceremonies at that thing, and he's privileged me to have my show archived there, and it's really great. He has his own show there. Marv Goldberg is on there. Many, many other things, which I'm sure you will find of interest. vocalgroupharmony.com. Okay, I'm finished with the commercials. All right. Bob, why don't you go on and tell us where we're going to? Can we just go to Philadelphia for a while, please?
Sounds good.
Okay, good.
Something I had in mind. And
right.
We're going to dedicate the Philadelphia set to George Frenzy, who also has a radio show. It's an internet radio show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can locate it Sunday evenings 8 to 10, www.goldoldies.com. A real good listen there, Lou.
Goldoldies.com. Yeah,
goldoldies.com.
Yeah, whenever I possibly can.
Yeah. In fact, Lou, you and I, a couple of years ago, we both went down to see George, probably about 3 years ago,
yeah.
I guess. We
George has been here, too. You know, he's been here.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm waiting for another long show to have him. I don't want to drive up here for an hour.
Right,
you know, so I'm gonna,
right.
And
right.
In the summertime, you never know about the transmitter here, so I'm going to wait till the fall and have him come on.
Sounds great. We're also going to dedicate it to Bob Bosco and Bob Burkhart, both of Philadelphia. And I was going to dedicate something else to Elaine Wade a little later, but I know she has his third record in the set, and because she's featured it on some of her shows that she's done out of Chicago. It's by Kenny and Tommy, and so I'm going to dedicate that to her. And here we go. Philadelphia, starting off with the Sundials, Whether to Resist.
Dum 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 dum.
No. Hear the rain upon the window pane. oh, oh. But until then, I'm going to miss you so.
There's another one I never heard before, never even saw it before. But you said Elaine Wade played it on a show one time. Then I must have heard it.
Yeah, she played it not too long ago, but within the last couple of years. It's Kenny and Tommy, and the question is, who are Kenny and Tommy? It's none other than Kenny Gamble and Tommy Bell.
Really?
And on Heritage Records, so you can almost hear like a Dream Lovers type of sound,
yeah,
in the background and arrangement. And
now, when you say Tommy Bell, you mean he went under the name of Tom Bell when he recorded, right?
That well, later on, he,
okay,
he
that's
became,
the same guy.
He, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He became more sophisticated,
yeah,
in the spelling of it. So he went to from Tom... Tommy, or you went to THOM,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty classy move, I thought.
And the name of the song, Someday You'll Be My Love.
Yeah.
Right in front of that, we took a little geographic liberty with the Philadelphia set from Chester, Pennsylvania, just slightly south of Philadelphia. The Kings 5, I Hear the Rain, and that was on Trophy Records from 1959. And you know whose sound that is? That's the kind of sound that George Tompkins would play back in the days when he was just doing show after show after show. One of the really legendary collectors.
George Tompkins. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
he's a great guy, really is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he was nice enough to give us a call here, and
yeah,
thank you for that, George.
Yeah.
And we let things off. The Sundials, Weather to Resist, Guidon Records, 1962.
I think that Kings 5, I know the Kings 5 record is one of the first ones that came out on Candlelight, too, which was the first old, you know, 50s reissue label, before Times Square and before Relic.
Absolutely.
It really was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been, people have come up and said that's not true, but it is true. In 1960, I was still in high school when he started that label. Anyway, we got some more stuff to play, so I better shut up and let's hear what's up next. Nice Detroit set I see coming up.
Going to Detroit. Going to send a set out to Karen Efron, and going to kick things off. Tommy Frontera and an unnamed group. After Tonight.
After Tonight. Me tonight, the way you held me so tight, I'll never want another love after tonight.
me your mind. You haunt my heart, too late to start. You're the one that said goodbye. To tell me you're mine.
I dream I was in heaven.
Yeah, yes, with the rest.
Started things off in our Detroit set, Tommy Frontera, After Tonight on Rem Records from 1960. Follow that up with the Five Jets, Tell Me You're Mine, what a masterpiece, on Deluxe Records 1954. Fantastic finish on that record, just an exquisite sound. Billy Davis, John Dorsey, Charles Lee, Carl Stewart, and Joseph Murphy made up the Five Jets. And we concluded things with the Serenaders, Gates of Gold, Teen Life Records, 1958.
Now, for those of you listening, I'm holding the Teen Life record in my hand. I think all of them were like white with black and red, but yours says sample not for sale. So it's a promo copy. It's a DJ copy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful. And the other side has a red X on it, as if they wanted you to put.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, anybody could have put that on, though. You never know. And
the other side,
it is the A side.
It's a two-sider.
Yeah, but the other side is the A side. This is RN91, and the one we played, which is better, is RN92. They didn't know anything back then, but we do now. Thanks for bringing that. It's really very nice recording.
Okay, Lou, we're going to kind of go back to our roots here in New Jersey, Lou. That's
around here somewhere, right?
That's around here. We're smack dab in the middle of it. Going to send this out to Ted Artkowski and Christy Mastios. And, Lou, why don't we make a little dedication to you, the DJ, the host, the voice, and the engineer of the Big Beat Show.
Oh, shucks.
And... we're going to visit...
I'm from the western side of Jersey. No, yeah. I'm not.
We're going to visit Trenton, Perth Amboy, Newark, and Asbury Park. A four-record set this time around. We'll lead things off with a group called the Cordons.
Now, wait. Before we go any further, do you know where they're from, this group, this particular group, the Cordons?
I only know where the label is.
Me neither.
Yeah, the label...
There's other stuff on that label. Rogue, by the way, we're talking about
Rogue label. Yeah, it's out of Trenton. I'm thinking that the group is either from Trenton or perhaps from Philadelphia.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
And that is called Some Kind of Wonderful.
And here it is.
All you have to do is touch my hand. And show me you understand. And something happens to me. It's some kind of wonderful. And everything seems to be some kind of wonderful. I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I want to say, but the right words won't come my way. I only know when I'm in your embrace. This world is a happy place, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful.
Thank you.
just an amazing set. Before I have Bob tell you what we heard in that four record set, I just want you to know, if anybody wants to contact me, you can on the internet at BigBeat2001 at AOL. BigBeat2001 at AOL. And I also want to tell you that next week, for 1 hour, having Ron Kennedy up here from Philadelphia, sang with the Dream Lovers and the Blue Notes, not necessarily recorded with them. He knew all those guys and got some nice stories to tell, and he's going to bring some great music next week, Mr. Ron Kennedy. But now let's get back to my good friend and great guest collector, Bob Hannes. What did we hear?
Well, we started off with the Cordons, Some Kind of Wonderful, on Row Records, 1963, and we knew that the label was from Trenton, but there's some really knowledgeable collectors and researchers out there, and one of those knowledgeable researchers is Angelo Pompeo, who was nice enough to call us and confirm that the group is also from Trenton. So, Angelo, we thank you very much for that. And, of course, Angelo is a very respected researcher, so we can take that one to the bank.
Yep.
So from
That's
Trenton,
true.
We went north to Perth Amboy, New Jersey, for Eric and the Plazas, Eric being Eric Seho, a song called I Wish, and that was on Production Records from 1963. I believe the Production Records was primarily a Spanish music a label, but Eric was, I believe, the son of the record owner or was a relative, and mm-hmm. so he was on there with the Plazas. The Plazas, incidentally, that was sounding so good with the bass and the tight harmony and everything, obviously was not a thrown-together group. That was the Plazas, the Nicky Adio.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they were from Plainfield, I think, weren't they? The group?
I thought they were from Asbury Park, but
they were not.
Plainfield?
They were, no.
Yeah.
I think they were from Plainfield.
Yeah, but that information, somebody got that information talking to either them or to Nicky Addy, yeah, at a UJJ show about that. So
yeah,
that's why that record, part of the reason why that record sounds so good.
Yeah, it sure does.
Then we went to a very odd record, the label from Newark, New Jersey, Joanne Garland and the Del Rios, a real good two-sider, by the way. There's a real good ballad on the other side of it. On Earth Records from 1960, the group itself was from Montclair, New Jersey. And the Earth label was owned by one Don Shaw, who also owned Moon Records, Neptune Records, and, of course, the Earth Record label. We concluded things on the Most label, a purple label, a Most, from Asbury Park, 1959. The V8s, Please Come Back. And that group featured Roosevelt McDuffie, Leroy Brown, Tony Maples, Kirby Goggins, and Frank Hasendorf.